Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, PayPal has introduced a new feature called Cryptocurrencies Hub. Coinbase has expanded its business in Canada, and Hut 8 has reported its quarterly financial results. Just before we jump into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so PayPal Holdings, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol PYPL, has introduced a new feature called Cryptocurrencies Hub, which it announced through an update to its terms and conditions. The Cryptocurrencies Hub allows users to buy, hold, sell, send, and receive crypto assets and convert between PYUSD, that's PayPal's new stablecoin, and any other crypto asset supported. These new services will not initially be available to all PayPal users, however. According to the terms and conditions, access to the Cryptocurrencies Hub depends on you having a personal PayPal account and a balance account in good standing, and PayPal verifying the required identifying information that you provide. Also, residents of Hawaii will not be able to establish a Cryptocurrencies Hub at this time. Moving along, Coinbase, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker COIN, has announced its Canadian expansion done through its partnership with People's Trust Company and will now provide access to Interac e-transfers to 100% of Canadian Coinbase users, making it secure and simpler than ever to move money in and out of accounts. This has been the most requested feature from Canadian users and will make depositing funds free and almost instant. Nana Murugesan, that's the Vice President of International and Business Development at Coinbase, said, quote, "Canada is well positioned to be a global leader in the crypto economy thanks to the high levels of crypto awareness, a passionate local tech ecosystem, and the progress towards a strong regulatory framework. As Coinbase's next go-deep market, we are making significant investments to help Canadians access the benefits of cryptocurrency." End quote. Lastly for today, Hut 8 Mining Corp., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HUT, has reported its financial results for the quarter ended June 30th. Highlights include revenues of $19.2 million Canadian, the mining of 399 bitcoins, and an installed hash rate of 2.6 exahash per second as of June 30th. The company's CFO, Shanif Visram, explained, quote, "While we continued to face mining challenges during the second quarter at Drumheller, which are reflected in decreased revenue and fewer Bitcoin mined, we were successful in strategically managing our costs. In our high-performance computing business, we signed a significant five-year contract during the period and will begin to realize that revenue later this year. In the meantime, we have more than 1 megawatt of data center capacity and existing infrastructure readily available to meet customers' AI and other high-performance computing demands." End quote. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss in investment. To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Apptech Payments Corp. Apptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit apptechcorp.com. Apptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.